Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program. And in the new year, moving forward to new things, new ideas, and seeking freedom for all with inner sight. Because when you free the disabled and the money that is supposed to be there to help us, you're freeing yourself. Because you never know, tomorrow you may be one of us. We hope you never do. But nobody knows. So, in being a part of Inner Sight, you're not only helping those of us who are disabled, you're helping yourself. And one of the biggest things that we're trying to do is put the money in the hands of people who need the help. Instead of trying to get the money and to get it to be used in the right way by various different agencies. So that's one of the biggest challenges of the world, in fact, in the world, I should say, to be able to have the freedom. The government gives money to the agencies. To explain to you a little bit how the system works. Money to the agencies with rules and laws that are made. And many of those rules and laws are in our way for promoting ourselves and bettering ourselves. And that's why Inner Sight was started. Let me go back over 30 years, all right, how we were started. The first thing that we ever did was train a guide dog. We started out officially as a guide dog school. A friend of mine who was an attorney, who has since passed away, donated to register Inner Sight. Now we don't register every year, you know, because we've not raised the required $25,000 to file with the Attorney General. So that's why you might not find us up there. But we are incorporated, we are registered with the state, and we have filed, you know, recently, because we don't raise that kind of money. I'd like to change that. And we're headed in that direction. So Inner Sight started because a blind person was denied a guide dog. And that blind person believes that they were done a great injustice because there's no law to protect people who are dealing with service dog school. And they raise a lot of money. See, there's the money again. They raise 50 to 100 grand. Train a guide dog. But the blind person or disabled person has no say over that money. There's no such thing as a fair hearing when you're dealing with the service dog schools. And you've heard us talk about Milton, how he was neglected and left in the van in the middle of a heat wave and died. And the school got away with it. Nobody from the school was arrested. The trainer, yes, but she got off with a slap on the wrist. There's no law. There's no real teeth in the law, you know, that should say that a guide dog is somebody's way of life, somebody's eyesight, and you're violating that. You have violated that, and that's a very, very serious thing. It's not looked upon like that. So we started in a site with a guide dog, and we started it in the same spirit that the Seeing Eye started years ago, because the first guide dog was trained by a blind person. And yours truly is the one who was denied a guide dog, going back over 30 years, because I lost my job, I became a street musician, and the agencies didn't approve of that, right? But they could not prove in a court of law that I should not have had a guide dog. They couldn't prove that. There's no law. They kept the money they raised when they trained my last dog who passed away, and then they wouldn't give me another one. But there was no hearing, no trial, no investigation. So we started in a site on that note, because we believe that there should be regulations for these organizations. There should be a law. There should be a fairness that people...
Please. Hello?
People should have. And we are determined to carry that through in every aspect of life. That's why we believe that the nursing home should be turned into accessible housing.
Right.
Why we believe... Hey, stop that noise! That's why we believe that this... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to shut...
Yeah, you're making too much noise on my show. What the hell are you doing? Put yourself on mute. I'm sorry. Apologize. That's why we believe that the death of Milton, the guide dog, was so horrible. Because there's no law, no protection. And the unwillingness of these schools to bring in that protection makes it worse. The unwillingness in not giving Michelle another guide dog is the horror of Milton's death. That makes the death worse in a thousand ways. So this is where Inner Sight started, with the training of a guide dog appropriately. And now we've expanded out with new ideas, get rid of the nursing homes, put enforcement in on the ADA, make it so that everyone can get into every place in this country with the right that everybody else has. So we move forward, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of that moving forward, some of the ideas that we have. Brought to you by A Day for Milton. If you'd like to participate in that or create A Day for Milton, 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight hotline. Give us a call. You don't need any money to set up a day for Milton. It's all about awareness. And if you go down to, if you're a Long Island person or come to Long Island, Shelby's Kitchen, where Milton used to live and play and have fun, the catering establishment, Shelby's Kitchen, and the number 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. So, a day for Milton. We did one last May. It was a big success. We raised some awareness. We got people there. We got a public decree from the town of Brookhaven. So anybody out there want to create a day for Milton, any state you're in, the email of InnerSight 1620, InnerSight 1620 at gmail.com. All right. Do you buy the Big East Akita Rescue? Great, great organization. Cares about people, cares about the dogs. And we thank them for all their help. Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Their phone number 609-388-7004. The email is Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And you can go on their website and see all the Akitas. We thank the Big East Akita Rescue. Brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, another friend. Gary, giving away free dog food and cat food. Medical when they're able to do it. Starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. You need the phone number. Give them a call and find out about the dog food and the cat food. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, another buddy who helps keep the show on the air. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186 on the Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, where we're planning to hold the first news conference to let the world know the solution is to getting rid of these nursing homes. And it's something very positive and beautiful. Accessible housing. People will be able to tell their stories, and we'll get as many people there who can attend. As soon as we set the date, we'll be announcing it. So we're hoping to do it sometime in February. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And thank you so much for your help. Suffolk Bus Corp, a friend, believes in Inner Sight. All of our individual friends, Tony, John, who donate, and all the others. All right. So, Inner Sight. And we also have Able News. Engineer, are you there?
I'm here, Wayne.
Put the Able News.
Okay.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, ABLE News, and we thank them very much for sharing in the site with us. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Forth, Travante Okendo, Baby Wilson, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And moving forward, now this is going to be a year when we're going to have to pick who's going to be the leader of this country. And some of the things that these people, whoever's going to run, and I don't know, there's all kinds of questions about that right now, but whoever's going to run should be looking at and should be doing something about the fact that millions of us do not like the way the system operates. We're not happy with it. And as we said months ago, and we'll be repeating it, of course, throughout the whole year, politicians don't demonstrate that they care about our issues that we face. Don't vote for them. It's as simple as that. Because these are the people that make the rules. They set the stage. But they don't have to live with the kind of thing that we have to live with. Because most of them are very wealthy and have the means to stay out of the institutional lifestyle. So we need to get the message out there, and in doing that, every disabled person should be joining with us in the quest to bring this freedom in. Now, you know, you may pick some people have a pet project, right? My thing is the guide dog, you know, but that doesn't mean I don't reach out and do things for the other causes, like the nursing homes that we don't want, or the ADA, American Disability Act, that needs a lot more enforcement. But if a person or organization has a favorite cause or subject, fine. Stick with that. You don't have to jump all over the place. Every way you can get it done, that's what you should do. But it's got to be a oneness of a message, and it's got to be united. A friend from Boston, from Massachusetts, my friend, a new friend, Brandy, who loves Inner Sight, has a saying, united we stand with Inner Sight. And that's how it should be. We should all be united. I mean, what are we going to do with these nursing homes? What good are these programs or the money if the nursing homes still exist? It defeats the purpose of what we want, of how we live, and of how we die. The nursing homes are there. The program is no good. So, our idea, what do you do with them? Turn them into accessible housing. Turn them into something good. Turn them into something that people need. I mean, look at the homeless shelters filled with people, many of whom are disabled or have disabled children. So there's a great need for that housing. Now, moving forward, I'd like to see every organization put the word out with a oneness that nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing to house the people who need that. Yeah.
I saw something on that Skilled Nursing News, and what they're doing is making where the old Sunrise Mall was, they're making it all housing. However, here's the problem. How many rooms are going to be, not rooms, little houses, I should say, how many of them are going to be accessible? How many of them are going to have people who need a home to stay or who are living in homeless shelters? What I say, they're doing a three-day sort of like a test of people in the nursing homes. So what they'll do is go into the hospitals and get these people out, and then they don't fulfill. What they want to do is make people, you know, have a new, you know, little apartment instead of, the, you know, everything, basically.
Wait, I don't understand what you're talking. They're turning a mall into housing.
Correct.
All right. How many of those apartments are going to be accessible? Well, my answer is they should all be accessible.
All be. I know.
That's one of the things on moving forward.
Right.
You've got to amend that law so everything
right.
is accessible. So there's the inner sight. There's the answer.
That's right.
Not 10%, not 20%, not 30%, everything.
All right.
I mean, why can't a person have a right to live where they want to live?
Yeah.
And now next question is the money, all right. Let the agencies for the blind and the disabled be free and by law start raising the money to help people pay for their housing. They can do it as a fundraiser, and they can make money on it. That's another issue that the next president should write into law immediately.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because it's going to save the government money. And that's a key issue for this presidential election, the economy. You want to help the economy? Stop wasting all this taxpayer money. Give
right.
the agencies the power to raise the money. And let us get together and work it out with them.
Right.
That's how
I felt when I read it.
If the president and the Congress don't do that, they are not serving the disabled community. And that message has to be loud and clear.
Right. We have a 929 number. Just would like to come and, I guess, be on the show. I don't know if they have. Hold on. They don't have a little hand, so let them just listen. Oh, now they do. Okay. So you want to let them in?
All right, inside. By the way, the number here is 213-816-1650. And this is our New Year's show, Moving Forward to Change the System. All right, let's take a phone call on Inner Sight. Keep it clean.
Okay.
Caller.
Here they
oh,
are.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Perino. And hi, Ms. Suzanne. It's not a lie. I missed
the conversation and what you were talking about. So go ahead with the question. What are you talking about? I just went in queue.
We're talking about...
I'm sorry.
We're talking about moving forward to change the system that oppresses millions of people. That's what we're talking about.
We were
talking about housing.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
Why are so many people trapped in shelters? You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because the money that's available to help those people is not being used in the right way. And the agencies are not being allowed to raise money to help the individual. And the government should put up half. And that's why you have this problem. All because of the money. It's got nothing to do with a waiting list.
Right.
That's an excuse. It's a bunch of bull. It's the money. If the money were there, would you have a waiting list? No. Of course not. You'd look up in the damn computer or get somebody to read it to you. Here's an apartment. It's accessible, or it has to be made accessible. By law, here's the money, boom, you're in. That's the problem. It's not a waiting list. It's the damn-ass money that's being misused in this country for housing. Every person who needs housing should have a housing money account, either in their name or in the name of their advocate or worker, you know, depending on their mental capacity. But the money should be there. And the agencies should be allowed to make money on it. See, if they were allowed to do that and they did that, they'd want the money to be there, wouldn't they? You see the psychology with that?
Yes.
It's going to make these places work and raise the money. That's why
the
new president must pass a law like that. What?
Mr. Perino, my friend just was in the nursing home. He had gotten a head concussion with lots of staples from an accident. And he said he had a good time and a bad time and that the food was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
And then they put him in an adult home at 60 years old because he doesn't have insurance, health insurance, and everything is upside down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Because the agents aren't raising the money to help him.
Right.
They're not allowed to.
Yeah.
See? Because the government...
But he said it was good and bad. You know, he met nice people. And, you know, a little bit of everything. That's what he's... But they took good care of him, he said. You know what I mean? Mr. Perino,
well, there's a lot of
good care. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good people.
Yes.
I'm not saying there isn't. There's a lot of good people.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do what has to be done. See? That's the problem. And a lot of them don't want to do it. You know, all they're interested in is keeping their job, and that's it, and you can't blame them. The laws need to be changed so that people can move forward and start raising the money and help people. That's what we need, you know. And believe me, a lot of these rules with these housing places can be changed. You know, I just won a case with Section 8 because they refused to give me my rent increases in Braille. They didn't inform me. So now they got to pay me all the money back, for every rent increase for the last 3 years.
I love it.
I beat them, and that's in their own literature, but I didn't know it. I couldn't read it because they wouldn't send me the literature in Braille. It took me over 10 years to get it. And it's right in their own literature that they must inform you in writing. And for me, in writing is Braille.
That's right.
I can't read. But you see how the money makes the difference, is my point. The whole system, the way it operates, unless it changes, unless we get these agencies involved and we become friends with them and help them raise the money, you're never going to get out of this. Going to be the same old stuff. Government doesn't care because their bottom line is they'll go in the nursing home. So they don't care.
But why is the food so terrible? Do you understand that concept?
Yeah, I know why the food is so terrible. Because when you're in the nursing home, they don't want to fuss over you because they believe you're going to die. That's why you're there to die. That's why the food is so horrible.
Well, I didn't know.
Why should they spend
even
a lot
said
of money
it on a piece of literature that I'm trying to get from somebody, a friend of mine, and they said, "Don't do as much work." Basically, we want these people to be there, and they want to basically kill them off. So don't do too much work on these people. Basically, I would say after that, are you saying they're not worth it? Believe me, I was in it for nursing homes.
They've got a whole nation.
But what about the video cameras? Don't they have video cameras? And that must be something.
Only in the hallway.
Are you kidding?
Nope, I'm not. They're not allowed to put one in the room unless they get approval from both roommates. The law. That's what the law says.
Okay. Wow.
So we know, Caroline, we know that you're in a shelter along with millions of others, thousands of others. And
well, not right now, Mr. Perino. I'm in an adult home, and the food is terrible. Let me tell you, sir, people were getting sick right in front of me. Another person was choking. It was just terrible to see that, and they had to do the Heimer maneuver, and there was a chapstick on the floor, and somebody almost rolled on it, and it's just like you don't look on the floor when you're walking. There's puddles of water. People spill coffee and blah, 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 and before you know it, there goes the lawsuit. You fall right into it. You know what I'm saying? In the lunchroom. We're talking about like 200 people in the lunchroom.
This is why, in moving forward, people should remain in their own home where they belong. Right? Remember when we had that stupid pandemic? What did they say? Yeah. Stay home. Right?
Yeah.
People belong in their own home where they're safer, you know, and they can, if somebody drops something or spills something, right away you can get the paper towel, and you know what I mean? Your own home.
Yeah.
People don't belong in places like that. The money's not being used in the right way. Otherwise they would be in their own home. So Inner Sight now is working on making a list of people who don't want to go to a nursing home, and we're gonna try to fundraise for that person in their own community and start raising money to establish a fund to keep them out of the nursing home, and at the same time, you know, try to publicize it and hopefully bring in other agencies. And I said last night, if these other agencies cannot do anything during the week, during the regular hours, do it on the weekend.
That's right.
But what if you don't like the home health days, Mr. Perino?
What?
What about the home health days? You know, I'm saying back in the day, my mother's home health aide was sitting in the bathroom on her phone, and she says, well, if you're done with your work, just go home. And she never came back the next day. So even a home health aide, I'm sure that business isn't blooming like it used to be, right?
The answer to that is if you have the money in a fund to pay for your aide, you can pick and choose who your aide is. You can go to an agency that only has bonded people who are very well versed in manners and everything else because they're getting paid and because their reputation is at stake. You understand what I'm saying?
And it's good to have a little camera, a hidden camera in the private homes, isn't it?
Well, that's up to the person who lives it. If you want to have a camera, you can have a camera.
Oh.
But the money is the key. When you can hire somebody you know who respects you or somebody who you like for many, many years, you know, that's the key. That's the whole thing. Again, the agency should raise the money for that. And the government should put up half. And the reason the government should put up half is because they'll save a lot of damn money bringing the agencies in. Because eventually you can phase the government out. You won't even need them. So that's the answer. It's the only answer I know. How can you do it any other way?
That's true.
Without having the money. And until that happens, a lot of suffering is going to go on. A lot of people are going to die and get sick and be stuck in these places and so on and so forth. All right. Thank you for calling, Caroline. We'll continue to try to find your place.
Yes.
Mr.
Kenny, real estate is on vacation, and he said that it's business is a little slow at the moment.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But thank you for that info. And I'll say hi to Mrs. Angel. Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say her last name. Mrs. Angel, you spoke to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
The big dog.
Thank you. Bye, Miss Suzanne.
Oh, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
You still have that purple poncho I gave
you? Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I
my
do.
Goodness. I can't believe it. You could say that on the air. That was a nice one. It was very warm.
Oh, yeah. It was not only warm. It was a great scarf. I use it as a scarf.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. It's a sight. 8:40, New York live and moving forward. And we need to do everything we can to get the message to these politicians. You know, there's 40 million disabled people in this country. And people have to rise up and say, hey, unless you get rid of the nursing home, turn them into accessible housing that people need, I'm not voting for you. You know, unless you license the guide dog schools, put in regulations to protect people, I'm not voting for you. Unless you put enforcement on the ADA, and all the way down the line, people need to get that message out, and that's what Inner Sight is doing and moving forward, and we're going to make that list people out of nursing homes. We're gonna do our best to fundraise, and we hope that these other agencies are gonna follow and send a message to the government. This has got to be a new age of the way things are done. Otherwise, the whole system is going to really fall apart. It really is.
It is starting to. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first people that are going to get abused are the disabled.
That's right.
So we urge you to join with Inner Sight. And we're working on a brochure that we'll have, put it up all over and, direct it to the politicians and the people in responsible positions. The only other alternative is if Inner Sight comes into the money.
That's
right. Not changing the system on our own. That's the only alternative. Other than the political and legal changes in this country. I mean, the government should do this as a pilot program.
They're doing something, but I don't like the way they're doing it. They're doing a 3-day trial. I'm like, are they crazy? They're just doing that, not helping them all the time. They should be concentrating on helping them all the time, not just give them a little taste of what a nursing home's about.
Can you hear me?
Not well right now. Ugh. You cut in and out.
What is this 3-day trial you're talking about?
It's what Nursing Home News put on as an article. And they were doing 3 days for people, you know, who are in nursing homes, and they're doing this trial.
A trial
for what?
Which
I think is the wrong way to go. I'll get it for you if you want.
What are you talking about? A trial for what? What? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, a trial for the person who is about to be placed in a nursing home. So what they're doing is they're doing this 3-day thing, and I guess they're trying to, you know, justify having people in nursing homes.
I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm trying to get it. Why don't you continue with the show, and I'll read it to the audience and when I'm getting it, after I get it.
Yeah. All right. We'll try to find out what this 3-day thing is, and we'll put it on the air. But right now, I have
no
idea what it is.
I'm going to put myself on mute so you have a quiet show, okay?
All right. Inner Sight. And is the key word here, freedom. You know, we're not seeking money to make people rich or to enable them to go out and party or whatever way you want to express it. We're seeking the changes for people to have freedom, to remain in their own home, with the help that they need, and to have the freedom of picking and choosing what kind of healing they want or medical care.
Right.
Another big aspect of what's going on. All these horrible drugs that doctors are giving people, and the disabled are the most vulnerable for that.
I have the article.
Oh, you have the article.
Mm. The title should
it also helps you as well. It's from the CMS, which is Medicare and Medicaid together in this one organization that they try to do things together. CMS already has authority to simplify 3-day stay rule for nursing home coverage. And they, for me, it's like a test. Why would you just have 3-day coverage? Why not
read the thing.
Okay. The leading national trade group representing for profit skilled nursing facilities this week called on the federal government to streamline its policy on Medicare eligibility for nursing home care, arguing that officials already have the legal authority to do so. That's what we're saying. Anyway, American Healthcare Association President CEO Mark Parkinson formally asked Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is CMS, okay, Administrator Seema Verma, I guess her name is, V-E-R-M-A, okay, to eliminate uncertainty around the so-called 3-day stay rule for Medicare nursing home coverage. Okay. AHCA/NCAL urges CMS to take action and eliminate a confusing policy barrier that each year needlessly prevents thousands of Medicare beneficiaries from accessing their benefit to high-quality post-acute care, Parkinson wrote in a letter to Verma sent Monday. That's probably the date. Okay, hang on. And publicized Wednesday. The related National Center for Assisted Living, which is NCAL, represents senior living providers. At the issue is legal requirement for beneficiaries to spend 3 days in a hospital on an inpatient basis in order to receive their subsequent 100 days of full coverage skilled nursing services. So they're forcing them to stay in the hospital, basically. Hospitals have increasingly admitted seniors. I'm sorry?
Where do they go after that?
To the nursing home. Where else?
What the hell good is that?
Exactly. Exactly what I was saying when I read it the first time.
This whole thing is a phony operation.
I agree.
It doesn't do it for us. You know, it doesn't do one thing to change
right.
What we have to go through. So they can take it and they can stick it, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. Macy's window, 5:00.
Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the answer.
That's
I didn't
right.
hear one word about that.
No, nobody said anything about that. That's why I was so upset reading this.
Yeah. So there you have it, folks. You want to know why? Just read that article. You want to know why?
That's right.
These nursing homes.
I'm going to just tell them where it is so they could read it for themselves, Frank, if that's okay. All right, skilled nursing news. And if you want to get onto the bandwagon for our petition, please do. It's at change.org. Just, you know, they have a search window. You could search out InterSight. And when you search out InterSight, you'll find our nursing home petition. Thank you.
Well, you should call to them or email them and tell them we want equal time in that damn magazine.
I agree with you.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been trying to look for the phone number to get me the phone number. Time. It's a pain in the butt.
We demand equal time to write what we believe is the solution.
Yeah.
So that's what you should do first thing tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Along with the nursing home petition, we'll do it together later on in the day.
You got to change that. You got to update that petition.
Yes.
So moving forward with inner sight means a whole new way of doing things. Number one, a new law. Outlawing nursing homes. Number one, the new law. And number two, allowing the agencies to raise money to keep people in their own home, safely, whatever they need. Number three, maybe this should be number one. You can put these in any form, sequence you want. Number three, get the politician to endorse these ideas because they want to save money for the government. You've got to get politicians who are interested in saving money for the government. That's the key here. That's the kind of politician that would be attracted to this. Not the ones who keep on spending money on these institutions. So there you have the inner sight idea of moving forward, and we're going to work on doing it. And we urge other agencies, and as I said, if you can't do it during the week in the office, do it on the weekend. Call us. Help us. Because you yourself who work for these agencies, you don't want to go to a damn nursing home, do you?
Hell no.
There's your motive. You think because you work for an agency, you're going to be exempt from going to a nursing home? You better think again.
That's right.
All your life working 20, 30 years for that pension, you're going to a nursing home, it's all gone.
Yeah. To take that first.
So you got to start doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
We urge you to help inner sight to do it. And that's our idea of moving forward and changing the oppressive system. You hear people calling the show, why this? Why that? Why am I here? Well, why am I homeless? Why is the food horrible? Well, there's the answers. Because the money is being misused. That's why. That's the whole idea. The whole operation is the funding that goes to these agencies. And you know what? The bottom line, we don't even know what they do with most of it.
Right.
And that's another reason why people are being abused. So join with Inner Sight, 1620, Gmail is the email. You want to drop us a line. And once again, if you're trying to keep your loved one out of a nursing home and you can help, you need help, let's get together and talk about it. You'd be surprised the power that inner sight has.
Oh, yeah.
And we urge all people who love freedom and justice to get behind our idea and move forward with us and change an oppressive system so that people who are disabled can contribute to society and pay taxes just like anybody else.
That's right.
That's another freedom that will happen when this inner side dream comes true.
I can't wait.
All right, I want to thank all our friends. And when you first came on the air, sorry, I yelled at you. You scared the hell out of me. I thought Blob was going off.
No. I hate to say it. I took a little nap and I overslept. Sorry, everybody.
All right. Just a note, folks. If you don't hear the show, it's not because of us.
That's right.
It's because of the Blob.
Mm-hmm. Seven shows. I counted, Frank. Seven shows never aired.
Hopefully they have solved this problem. We don't know yet.
That's right.
And I still would like to know why the show was off the air.
Yeah.
They never told us why.
Exactly.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much. Tomorrow night, the funnies. We'll goof off and join the site. Let's move forward together. For you, your loved one, your children, and everybody else. You've got to move forward. You can't stand still and let all this stuff happen. All right. Inner Sight, thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
It looks like you may have put that meat cut in the toilet. I think it's going to clog it. I don't think it flushed down the toilet. You can't put it down anymore.
What happened?
I don't know. What did you put in the toilet? Did you put any food in the toilet, or did you just do a bowel movement in there? What is that in the toilet?
No,
that's just a bowel movement.
What?
No, you can't. It's too solid. It won't flush down. Not going to actually flush. I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know if it's flushing or not.
Did it overflow?
No, it didn't overflow. The plunger is in the, it's behind the brush somewhere. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Did I use the toilet? Oh, did it? Maybe I didn't know. No, I don't remember it all. Oh, I was concerned that it might not flush properly. Because when I tried to flush it, I had to use hot water, and I thought maybe it was something I was doing wrong. But I'm going to do this, though. No, just in case, please don't just put in the outside garbage, because some food is smarter than others. Yeah, but sometimes chicken drumsticks, other times once you put chicken drumsticks down and they had bones, you're trying to flush bones down the toilet, and I don't know what happened. Yeah, but that was years ago. Now you do.
Worse.
No, it's not going to soften bone, believe me.
Oh, I'm talking about this.
No, I'm just talking about years ago. I'm not saying you don't know better now. I'm trying to tell you that you once put a bunch of chicken drumsticks down one of the toilets. I don't know whether it's this one or whether it's Roseanne's toilet. That was probably years and years and years ago when you didn't know better, but I'm saying you do now. So I'm assuming you're not going to be dead. But those are pretty solid, too. I'm not saying they're that solid.
Mm-hmm.